Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, thank you, sir. We receive you today on this broadcast. We receive your presence. You are this broadcast. We open our ears. We open our minds. We are yours to command. And we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, thank you for sending Dr. Leaf to us. It's such an insight into your marvelous, marvelous creating us, not only in your image, but in your likeness. We are exactly like you. And we thank you for it. And we receive revelation of that so we can walk in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Join me again today along with Gloria for welcoming Dr. Caroline Leaf to this broadcast. Bless your heart. I'm telling you, you're not only smart, you're pretty. You like Gloria. You're not only smart, you're good looking. Glory to God.
Amen.
People say, how do you live with a wife that's anointed?
Gorgeous.
And very carefully.
I love that. I just have to tell that to my husband.
She and I have been married over 52 years.
That's amazing.
It'll be 53 years in April of 2015.
That is amazing.
I wouldn't lie right on my own broadcast.
Recording.
Yeah. I do not remember the last argument we had.
That's just amazing.
Now, it's her fault. Because whatever the last argument was, I did it. I caused it. She would never, ever, she just wouldn't engage in it. And she taught me, and she taught me how to live
in superposition.
Yeah, she laid her hands on me one day, and she said, "I find no fault in you."
That's so beautiful.
And it just revolutionized my whole life, and so I am eternally grateful for the wife that I have.
Well, Mac and I always base our relationship on your example. We always say, Kenneth and Gloria do this, Kenneth and Gloria do that. So you're very much in our lives. So we're very grateful
God.
To the two of
that
you.
That blesses me. I really appreciate
For
hearing
years
that.
We've been doing that.
So. Amen. Glory to God.
Well, Ken and I have been married how long? 52
years. 53 years in April of 2015.
I never did run home to Mama either.
Not one time. Didn't even talk about it.
No.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
The word of the Lord came to me back, and we'd been married 4.5 years before I went to ORU. And the word of the Lord came to me there, and he said, "She's precious to me. I have given her to you." And here's the reason I brought this up. "She is to you what temper is to steel."
Wow.
You take steel before it's tempered is brittle.
Yes.
You take a screwdriver, for instance, and you before it's put in the oil, and you run the temper colors on it and so forth. It's brittle. You can just break it so easy, and the love of God in people is supposed to strengthen one another like that. And the two of you become stronger and far stronger than one of you can be by yourself. Now, the thing that I'm thinking about here is it is so vitally important that both of you think love thoughts and faith thoughts, even if there's something
going on
between you. No. You put up a solid front against it. We may have different ideas, but we're not going to have words. We are going to stand in the love of God. We're going to stand in the Word of God. And she had to teach that to me.
So good.
And
it's
a marvelous thing. Oh. Let's open our Bibles today to the book of James, please.
It is true that opposites attract and then they get married.
Well, there's a reason for that, though, when you think about it. If you were both the same, one of you wouldn't be any stronger than the other one.
That's right.
But when one of you has strengths here and the other one has strengths here,
you're going to balance.
This is the benefit of covenant. This is what covenant's all about.
You can put up a solid front.
Now, I learned this. The Lord taught me this years ago. This is the basis of racism.
That's very clear.
The spirit of division.
Mm-hmm.
That the spirit of division will magnify a difference in hate. So if there's two different colors,
mm-hmm.
or two different genders,
mm-hmm.
or it's not just color. There's the...
All the isms.
It's all of it. There's the female race and the male mm-hmm. race and the... And all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll take a difference and he'll magnify it. Hate.
Mm. He makes it a value judgment instead of being...
Excellent way to say it, yeah.
And it's not a value judgment,
now,
it's a strength.
Now, in covenant, however,
mm-hmm.
the Spirit of God magnifies a difference in love. And you strengthen one another with that difference.
So good.
So when a black man and a brown man and a red man, a yellow man, a white man, when they all get together, all of us see things from a different perspective. But you get us all together, and Creflo Dollar said, I don't understand why the white man claps on 1, 2, 3, 4, and the black man claps on 1, 2, 3, 4. He said, I don't understand that, but together we don't miss a beat.
Oh, that is so
isn't that good?
Good.
But the truth of that is this. We're going to see it right here.
Yeah.
In the third chapter of the book of James, verse 14, if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth or the Word of God. Keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything.
That's so good. Mm.
This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, it is sensual, it is devilish. For where there is envy and strife, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom, now in Luke 11:49, Jesus called the written word the wisdom of God. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, it is peaceable, it is gentle, it is easy to be entreated. Talking about the Word of God. It's full of mercy and good fruit. It is without partiality and it is without hypocrisy. I can take the Word of God. I can say I'm healed when every symptom in me is saying I'm sick, and I'm not a hypocrite for saying it.
No, not
however,
at all.
On the other hand, I'm a born again believer and the Word of God said, by His stripes you were healed, and I say I'm sick. That's hypocritical. That's saying you believe the Word and you don't. Well, what I believe the Lord has led us in here to deal with today is strife, stress, bitterness, unforgiveness.
Mm.
Jesus said to prove that the Son of God hath power on the earth to forgive sins, He said to the sick of the palsy, rise, take up your bed and go home. The same spiritual force of God that heals, that the supernatural power of faith and the supernatural power of God, the anointing of God that removes burdens and destroys yokes, is exactly the same power that removes sin.
Exactly.
Forgives sin.
Exactly.
Forgiveness removes it.
Mm-hmm.
So We have the God-given power to forgive.
That's right.
That's been invested in us by the power of God. Mm. Now, what I'm hearing and learning from you, the toxins of the brain were not supposed to be there in the first place. And they're literal toxins. They're not just bad ideas. They're chemical forces that are eating away at the brain itself.
Well, it's actually the good stuff in the wrong quantities. So it's all the good stuff gone wrong. It's distortions, the confusion. The very scripture that you've read, that's what this does. The toxic thinking creates complete confusion. So we, for example, cortisol is very important. You die without cortisol. But if cortisol flows in the wrong quantities, it becomes like battery acid and literally starts destroying brain cells. So we don't actually create negative substance. We take what's there and we distort it. So it's all incorrect proportions, incorrect amounts, distorted proteins folded incorrectly. So it's all confusion, which is exactly what the scriptures say. So when we do the wrong thing, we manifest physically with exactly the same pattern inside of our brain. And that then creates that illness in our body. So, I mean, the scriptures are so perfect for that. So if we react incorrectly, stress, for example, we all think is a bad thing, but stress is actually an amazing thing. It helps us to be focused and clear. Stress is when your body literally goes in, where your heart starts pumping faster, your blood vessels around your heart dilate, which means that you have more blood flow, you have more oxygen pumping to your brain. It's a state where you're focused, where you're cognitively alert, and where you can rejoice despite the circumstances, where you can tune into the Holy Spirit. That's if we're reacting correctly. But if we react incorrectly, we take all those same things that, and I've just explained too, the heart and the oxygen in the brain, we actually, if we react incorrectly, then we change the whole pattern. So instead of the heart pumping correctly, instead of the blood vessels dilating, they constrict, which then puts you at risk for a heart attack. You don't have enough oxygen pumping to your brain, which puts you at risk for a stroke. The lack of blood flow also at risk for a stroke in your brain. In other words, the way we react to the events and circumstances will push us into the good stuff, if it's the good thing, good stress, or stress, which is a good thing, can be distorted if we react incorrectly. So in Deuteronomy 39:10, when we choose incorrectly, we go into negative stress. So we call stage one of stress healthy and good and positive, and we call negative stress stage two and stage three of stress, which is stage two and three is just a distortion of the truth. And what they found from science is that if you react, and this is fascinating, if you react incorrectly, if we react incorrectly to an event or circumstance and push ourselves into negative stress, we actually increase our chance of dying by 43% in the next 12 months. Isn't that amazing?
When you walk in love and you forgive, you miss all that stress. You're going to live longer.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. You stay completely in the positive zone. So everything is doing what it should
be doing.
Somebody
you think did you wrong, you say, Lord, I forgive them. I pray for them. Help them. You go free.
I am totally convinced that that's why Jesus made it a commandment.
To forgive.
It's not just your church. It is not optional. It is a commandment.
It's a commandment.
Right.
Forgive.
And think about what he said. He said, don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. But what? Forgiving one another, even as God forgave you for Christ's sake. Now, at first, that just looks like that's for Jesus' sake. But you have to remember, Christ is not his last name. That word Christ there is referring to the anointing.
Ah.
The word Christ
the
is the Greek translation of the word Messiah. And it means the anointing, or it's referring to the anointed, which is Jesus, of course. Well, of course, you can't separate them. But in this case, it was talking about this for the sake, we're the body of Christ. We are the body of that anointing. We are supposed to be walking in a state of power and healing and deliverance all the time.
Exactly.
So
that's our normal.
That's normal. We're the body of the anointing. It's in there and it's supposed to be flowing.
Yep.
Amen. So unforgiveness cuts it off.
It totally does, because if you look in that Mark 11:22-23, speak to the mountain and it will be cast into the sea, but go and forgive first. You know, you can ask whatever you ask of your Father, it shall be done, but forgive. So that's also just in addition to what you're saying. So if we're going to deal with the mountains in our lives, we have to have forgiveness. And what science shows so nicely about this whole thing of why we need to forgive, why it's good for us to forgive, is that if someone's hurt us, we've then received some kind of toxicity and whatever, we've got this, you know, we've got what they did to us. If we've built it into our minds, that's wired in, it's part of us, it's affecting us. So that means that there's an open doorway for whatever that personal persons did, they can connect with you. Through quantum physics, we know that there's a connection that's being set up and created, because this physical thing exists in your head. So wherever that person that did that to you, it's connected to that. So whatever curse they speak over you, whatever negative things they speak over you, a curse with a cause,
you
with
opened
a light.
The door to it.
Exactly, a curse without a cause. Mm-hmm. If I forgive, I get this out of my head. I give that to God. It's out of my head. I nearly threw that at you, Gloria. It's out of my head. It's in God's hands. And I can activate 2 Thessalonians 1:6, which says, He will repay with retribution those who trouble you. But the big thing is, we've kept our account with God clear. We've eliminated that from our head. We've forgiven. We've released. We've got it out. We've literally taken that out of our head and broken that connection between those people and then put them in God's hands. So if we keep that in our head, we are vulnerable to, no matter what, even if we're the victim. So, you know, there's sin, which is voluntary. There's trauma, which is involuntary. So if you were trafficked or beaten or something terrible happened to you, you didn't ask for that. But it's going to look the same in the brain. So we have to still forgive. If people speak about you, you didn't ask for that. People speak bad things or whatever. You didn't. But that's trauma. But we still have to forgive, because otherwise we're connected to those people. We're connected to that situation. And that then puts our body in that vulnerable state for illness. Affects our mind and affects our spiritual development.
That's the reason Jesus said this. Commanded us to love your enemy.
Yes, yes.
Don't you ever let him get inside
exactly.
you. Don't you ever let that enemy get inside
of you. It does. That's the enemy in you. That's now, their DNA, literally inside of you.
This is something that we're dealing with now in ministry to the military. The soldier's promise and the soldier's psalm. And they know some about the soldier's psalm, but there's a soldier's promise that says, if you go to war armed before the Lord, and I remove my enemy from my face, you come home guiltless before God and before the nation.
Wow.
Well, think about that now. If I know that, I can go to war and never hate my enemy. Never.
Wow.
I'm in a covenant place with God.
Yes.
I'm on a mission with God.
Mm-hmm.
I have a covenant relationship with Gloria. And I have a commitment before God to protect her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do it. I will do it to the point, if I have to, I'll shoot you graveyard dead, because I have a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, God has a covenant responsibility with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a covenant responsibility with Him. And when we're a soldier on the battlefield, if we'll keep that covenant with God, He'll keep our minds clear. He'll keep us strong even if we're in combat. He'll take care of you. You'll take care of business and do what you have to do and come home guiltless before God and guiltless before the nation. All because of what's in your heart and what's in your thought life.
It's amazing. It's so good.
And I see it. I'm talking to you. I see why.
I see why. You're getting that up. Yeah.
You keep you from connecting with that enemy.
Enemy. So they don't impact your life anymore.
That's dynamite knowledge.
Yes, it is.
Whew. So forgiveness is really to keep our own healthy and our own sanity and our own spirit, soul, body integrated. You know, obviously forgiveness is a command.
My,
everything, the more I study science, the more crazy I get about God, because... and love Him more, because He just reveals, I admire Him more and more and more through science, because I see all the things that I read in the Word playing out in the field of science, evidence.
Yeah.
just more and more evidence of why we should.
Your revelation in the Word gives you revelation in the science realm, because it was the Word that created the natural realm.
Exactly, in the first place.
Why, sure.
So it's just catching up. It's just another way. It's just a tangible way of seeing, you know, another way of looking at God, another way of seeing how He's blessed us so gloriously and how things work. And it's so exciting. It's got to the point when the study of science, I do it alongside, I have to study at least 2 hours a day in science to keep up with the field. And I do it alongside my Bible study. It gets to the point where I battle to get past like two lines in a scripture because it's so exciting. Because there's a life. And then I always think of when you talk about the example that we're not playing a 9-innings game. You know how you're playing to win? You know, that's always stuck in my mind, that if we just persevere with these things, we'll always win. You know,
always.
We always will win. Yeah. And if people can get that revelation of the power that God has given us to win, to survive, to whatever it looks like.
We've got this last couple of minutes here before we go, because as the Lord leads, I really do want to touch on this next week. That places grief in its place.
Yes.
That is the highest stress most people ever go through.
Totally negative stress.
Now, grief comes from loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sense of loss. Mm-hmm. The spirit of grief is the spirit of loss.
Mm-hmm.
The Scripture tells us to sorrow not. We're not a people without hope. He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. We ought to stand against grief just like we stand against
Absolutely.
Sin. Now, grief, loss, depression.
Mm-hmm.
The word of the Lord came to me. I battled depression, and God just delivered me from it. In fact, by Gloria praying over me as part of that whole process I was telling you about earlier.
Yeah.
Now, we've got just these few seconds, but I want to
dig into this tomorrow.
I want to place this in
next
here.
Week. Mm-hmm.
He said, "Grief, a depression is grieving over things you haven't lost yet.
Oh, wow!
But you see it as a loss,
and
it just goes on and on and on, and the devil has captured your mind, and all that whole process.
Mm-hmm.
Now." There needs to be ministry that has the truth and the power of God to break that cage.
Yeah, absolutely.
People get around it, and it just seems like
there's no way out.
No way out of this
thing.
There
is. Mm.
But there is. Because I know I got out.
Exactly.
Well, God broke me
out. I'll give you some of the science facts in the next week's broadcast that show you how much power God has given us to get out of mental ill health.
Yeah, there's two things we want to get into next week. One, we want to get into that. And the other is traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, traumatic brain injury and then timing of how we change.
Yeah.
The changes that
Yeah. Woo, glory to God. Yes, amen. We'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.